WMFO Medford, good afternoon. Okay, I'm not the only one that's... Oh, thank you. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. And it's almost spring-like out there. A little nip in the air, but I think it's 42 degrees, so we didn't get a real big mess here, so I'm very grateful for that. But people who wanted snow up north, I'm sure they're happy. Why shouldn't they be? Some people got 2, even 3 feet of snow out in the western part, in the mountainous part. Lots of the white stuff. It was pretty. It was very pretty. And I didn't really have much to shovel, which was really great. yeah, let's see. All right, we'll see. Oh, we did get CD1 there now, too. Okay, so that's good. And... okay, we're going to be giving a nod to Ireland because, as you well know, there's a big celebration for people who are Irish or Irish at heart. Oh, why is this not working? Every time I come in here, there's something else to make me crazy. Well, we'll start with what works. I think this one works, and that'll be great.
School kids at the counter, I haven't got a clue. Why, if I was 17 again, I know just what I'd do. Well, I'd rob the rich and feed the poor, watch my children play. As the sun sets on ordinary day, turning wishes into fears, wishing never changed a thing, crying never will. They're just drops of water on a windowsill. Well, I'm the queen of eggs and bacon with coffee on. Be glad to take your order, sir, but I'm afraid I've got to leave. You see, my chariot is waiting. It's going to carry me away. Let the sun set on this ordinary day. Ordinary day.
Okay, Maura O'Connell, Ordinary Day. Okay, it looks like, I've got one deck that's trying to get ready, and the other one, all right, so we do have that deck working. Okay, Maddie Pryor is coming up here on the voicemobile here, WMFO Tufts University, WMFO Medford, and let's do Snowdrop Spring, because we're sort of in that kind of a mood. All right, so.
Snowdrops and bluebells, primroses and daffodils, will ring out loud bells to welcome in the spring. Will ring out loud bells to welcome in the spring.
All right, we're going to see if I can get this one to come up on the board. I don't know. It doesn't look like it's going to, but we don't know until we try.
The first time I saw my love, happy was I. I knew not what love was, not how to deny. But I may too much freedom of my love's company. Sang my generous lover, you're welcome to me. Oh, my friends and relations, they're angry at all, because I have gone with you from my father's fine hall. But my friends and relations, let them all angry be, for my generous lover, you're welcome to me. Oh, farewell now, darling, I now must away. For I in this country no longer can stay. But keep your mind easy and keep your heart free. Let no man be your sharer, my darling, but me. Oh, this poor pretty creature, she stood on the ground with her cheeks white as ivory and the tears running down, crying, "Jimmy, dearest Jimmy, you're the first that e'er wooed me. And I'm sorry that I ever said you're welcome to me. For happy is the girl that ne'er loved a man, and easy can tie up a narrow waistband. She is free from all sorrow and sad misery, that never said, my lover, you're welcome to me.
Some beautiful voices we've been listening to, and that was Dolores Keene, the generous lover, from a CD called There Was a Maid. Just beautiful. James Galway and the Chieftains from Over the Sea to Sky, and that's the same as the song we heard. Before that, the Chieftains, Dans Trofisa, Celtic Wedding, so it's a dance. Maddie Pryor before that, from a CD called Year, and the song was Snowdrops / Birth. And we opened up with Maura O'Connell, Ordinary Day. This is WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Again, dealing with not having all the CD players that I would like, but somehow we'll manage. And let's see, let's share this with you. Born learning, early childhood development. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. Very nice. That sounds like a reasonable thing to do. So I also want to share about an event that's coming up. This is very interesting. I went to a concert on Sunday, Zamir Karel, with Nashira of Philadelphia and the Zamir Karel of Boston at a Temple Reim. It was a fabulous program, and sponsored by Temple Reim and Hebrew College. And it was just, there were some wonderful, wonderful soloists, and it was beautiful. So let's see, what else did I want to tell you about that concert? So one of the members actually was announcing a special event to honor his now deceased wife, Sarah. It's an event called Sarah's Blooms. It's a 2023 Jimmy Fund benefit concert to benefit glioblastoma research at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in memory of Sarah Jane Bowling. And it's going to feature the Zamir Karel of Boston, Joshua Jacobson, artistic director, Coleno, Boston's Jewish Community Chorus, with Carol Martin, artistic director. I was part of that for a little while. The Music Friends of Sarah Jane Bowling, Elijah Botkin, artistic director. And it's going to feature world premieres by composers Charles Osborne, Nick Page, Robbie Solomon, Daniel Gill, a personal friend, and more. So this event is taking place Sunday, March 26th at 3 o'clock at Temple Emmanuel in Newton. Live stream is also available. Tickets, jimmy.fun/concert. It's a very, very nice event. So let me tell you a little bit more about this event. He says, Jordan Lee is saying, my wife Sarah Jane Bowling passed away March 24th, 2022, after a year of battling glioblastoma, a brain cancer, leaving three children between 9 and 14 years old. Sarah loved making music. She was an alto and played piano and violin. We met through music and sang together for decades in the Zamir Karel of Boston. I am producing a gala Jimmy Fund benefit concert in her memory to raise money for glioblastoma brain tumor research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. The concert, which I just told you, is taking place Sunday, March 26th at 3 o'clock in person at Temple Emmanuel, which is at 385 Ward Street in Newton, and also live streamed on the internet. The concert will feature, as I mentioned, new world premieres. So I already said that. Many forms of cancer that were once incurable are now survivable. Dana-Farber has made unparalleled progress in cancer science and treatment. Sarah endured brain surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy. These treatments extended her life expectancy from 4 months to 12 months, enabling Sarah to be at home with our children for a full year, for which she was grateful. Oh, it's heartbreaking. I am asking you to support the 2023 Jimmy Fund benefit concert in memory of Sarah Jane Bowling by purchasing tickets and making donations. The funds you provide will go into the glioblastoma brain tumor research fund at Dana-Farber. With your support, our gala benefit concert in memory of Sarah will drive progress to help others battling glioblastoma develop life-saving treatments and administer groundbreaking clinical trials. Your partnership brings us all closer to a world where glioblastoma is no longer a life-threatening disease. So, please enjoy the concert, and if God has blessed you with an ability to give more than your fair share, please donate as generously as you can. From Jordan Lee Wagoner, and wow, that's really quite something. I hope a lot of people can get to go to that. I'm going to see if I can make it to that event. Okay, so we're going to continue on with some music from, let's see, what do I have here? I think this is called The Mighty One here at WMFO.
No more grieving.
Okay, just trying to, what did we just hear? That was The Secret of Roan Anish. No, let's see, what did I play? I'll have to pull it out to see. Yeah, The Secret of Roan Anish. That was an incredible movie. I remember seeing that quite a few years back when it came out. And I loved it very, very much. Okay, so music by Mason Daring. And that was The Return to Roan Anish, number one. Mist-covered mountain / shores of Lo Gona. Okay. Well, I do have more Irish music. And this is a wonderful woman named Anya Minogue, Between the Worlds. She performs, when she comes to this area, she performs at Club Passim, and she is really not to be missed. She plays harp, and she's quite fabulous. Okay. So let's see. This is, let's do the title cut.
Between the Bye.
All right, so that was Lorena McKenna, and from a CD called The Mask and the Mirror, and we listened to The Mystic's Dream. Before that, Annie Minogue from Between the Worlds. Okay, so this is an article from Abigail Klein Leachman from Israel 21st Century. I love this site. It's got so many fabulous things on it. And, let's see. We have this software where we have to put in what we do, so it's just takes a bit to get everything in there. All right, so let's see. That was March 15th, so we'll get the right date in there. And then I can... All right, 3:15. It'd be nice if I could type faster, but I can't. Okay, and I put Kessine instead of vaccine. Okay, we got that right now. And it's by... All right, I can fill that in afterwards. So here's the article. So far, mRNA vaccines have been effective against viruses, but not against bacteria. Interesting. That may soon change. So this is by Abigail Klein Leachman. Okay, so let's see if we can get to the article now. Here we go. Okay. Researchers from Tel Aviv University and the Israel Institute for Biological Research have developed an mRNA-based vaccine found to be 100% effective against a deadly type of bacteria when tested in lab animals. Wow. According to the researchers, their new technology can enable rapid development of effective vaccines for bacterial diseases, including diseases caused by antibiotic-resistant bacteria. That is huge. Okay, led by Tel Aviv University's Dr. Ido Khan and Professor Dan Peer, Vice President for Research and Development and Head of the Laboratory of Precision Nanomedicine. The study was published in the journal Science Advances. In our study, we tested our novel mRNA vaccine in animals infected with a deadly bacterium. Within a week, all unvaccinated animals died, while those vaccinated with our vaccine remained alive and well, said Peer. Moreover, in one of our vaccination methods, one dose provided full protection just 2 weeks after it was administered. The ability to provide full protection with just one dose is crucial for protection against future outbreaks of fast-spreading bacterial pandemics. Khan explained, so far, mRNA vaccines, such as the COVID-19 vaccines familiar to all of us, were assumed to be effective against viruses, but not against bacteria. The great advantage of these vaccines, in addition to their effectiveness, is the ability to develop them very quickly. Once the genetic sequence of the virus SARS-CoV-2, that COVID-19, was published, it took only 63 days to begin the first clinical trial. However, until this study, scientists believe that mRNA vaccines against bacteria were biologically impossible. Since viruses produce their proteins inside our cells, the proteins translated from the viral genetic sequence are similar to those translated from the lab-synthesized mRNA bacteria. However, they're a whole different story. They don't need our cells to produce their own proteins. Interesting. And since the evolutions of humans and bacteria are quite different from one another, proteins produced in bacteria can be different from those produced in human cells, even when based on the same genetic sequence, Connick said. Wow, is your head spinning yet? Researchers have tried to synthesize bacterial proteins in human cells, but exposure to these proteins resulted in low antibodies and a general lack of protective immune effect. This is because, even though the proteins produced in the bacteria are essentially identical to those synthesized in the lab, being based on the same manufacturing instructions, those produced in human cells undergo significant changes, like the addition of sugars when secreted from the human cell. To address this problem, the team developed methods to secrete the bacterial proteins while bypassing the classical secretion pathways, which are problematic for this application. It just is unbelievable. Well, it goes into a lot more detail. Anyhow, Israel 21st Century, Israel 21C, and you can read that and other amazing things. Wow. That is just awesome. Okay, we're WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Let's see, is there anything else I want to share with you before we go to some more music? I'm trying to think. Oh, I know what. I saw an incredible program on WGBH. I think it was Channel 2. And I don't know if it's going to be rebroadcast, but it's brilliant. It's called Remember This. And it's about a Polish man who is, he died, I think, in 1990. He was a witness to the Holocaust. He was tortured, I don't know, by, I think probably by the Germans. They tried to get him to tell who he was protecting or working with. Anyway, he does this 90-minute one-man show. This is the actor who's portraying Jan Karski. Jan Karski was the man that the story is about, and he was amazing. He was offered the chance to go and actually witness and see, to go to the Warsaw Ghetto and to go to the extermination camps and then go to England and go to the U.S. to speak with Churchill. He couldn't get to Churchill. To speak with Roosevelt, he got to Roosevelt, who did zip. Anyway, it's most compelling. Oh my gosh. It's called Remember This, and it's probably available, you know, if you go online, you could probably find it. It's just brilliant. The acting is brilliant. The story of this man, he apparently was a professor. He never went back to Poland, and he stayed in America, and I think at George Washington University or Washington University. I get them mixed up. Anyhow, absolutely an amazing, amazing man. He married a woman who was a Polish dancer. She left Poland and she danced, trying to show through her dance what was going on. She lost a lot of members of her family. And